From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The news that the popular painkiller Celebrex may cause heart attacks at high doses is still reverberating. The White House and its chief of staff, to defend the Food and Drug Administration's record on a Sunday talk show. Pfizer's CEO also appeared. He said Pfizer won't pull Celebrex from the market. And then late Sunday, Pfizer said it would pull its Celebrex advertisements. Today, patients were calling doctors to find out what they should do next. Meanwhile, on Wall Street, the company's stock, which lost 11% of its value Friday, sank another 5.5% today. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
For the FDA and Pfizer, navigating the new Celebrex data may be a bit like driving through a thick fog. The landmark studies that they'd come to trust seem less solid, even ethereal. They're obscured by the surprising results of one large government-run study that at high doses, Celebrex can more than triple the risk of heart attacks. Eric Topol is chief academic officer and provost of the Cleveland Clinic and a longtime critic of the drug.
There are some really interesting issues here because this is the only trial in which there has been a hazard that has been documented for Celebrex. And that comes after many years of studies, both randomized trials, as well as these observational large epidemiologic studies, none of which had implicated Celebrex in heart attack or stroke risk.
Topol says the FDA has many choices as it tries to make sense of the new data. For example, it could require Pfizer to place a very strongly worded so-called black box warning on Celebrex packages. The FDA did that 10 days ago with a related Pfizer painkiller, Bextra. The FDA could restrict Celebrex's use to certain populations, or it could tell Pfizer to pull Celebrex from the market. Even before its scientific review is completed, the FDA has asked Pfizer to pull its Celebrex advertising from TV, radio, newspapers, and magazines. Ads like this one, which made Celebrex a household name and pushed sales to almost $3 billion this year.
Celebrate, celebrate. If you're experiencing acute pain, ask your doctor about Celebrex.
None of this looks good for Pfizer, but the company is standing firmly by its drug. Here's Pfizer's CEO Hank McKinnell on ABC's Sunday morning program this week.
We need to put the cardiovascular risk in perspective here. For millions of patients, Celebrex is the best option, or in some cases the last option, to live a normal life with the pain and inflammation of arthritis.
Pfizer's stance is very different from what Merck did when its drug, Vioxx, was found to have its own cardiac risks. Merck simply pulled Vioxx from the market. Celebrex may be less risky than Vioxx, and that certainly could explain Pfizer's stance. But analyst Richard Evans of Sanford Bernstein & Company understands Pfizer's actions this way.
I think there are only two feasible reasons that you'd leave the drug on the market. One is you thought there was commercial potential remaining, and honestly, we don't. We think it's severely limited. Or two is you felt that from a product liability point of view, better to leave the drug on and continue to show confidence than to withdraw the drug and potentially invite additional lawsuits.
Product liability experts say that Pfizer's exposure to big legal damages depends on whether it has fully revealed all it knows or should have known about Celebrex's risks. Lawyers and investors won't have long to wait for help in seeing through the Celebrex fog. The FDA's acting commissioner is promising action very soon. Meanwhile, late today, the National Institutes of Health announced the suspension of another long-term trial. This one suggests that an older nonsteroidal, naproxen, may also cause heart attacks. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.